Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers who share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we have a very special guest, Tara Ventura, an intuitive numerologist, matrix practitioner, mentor, and teacher who is passionate about her work to motivate and inspire people to take action based on their gifts and abilities they came into this life with. And today, Tara is going to share with us how to use your life numbers to create harmony and enliven you as well as your goals and dreams. So welcome, Tara.
Thank you so much, Stacey. It's great to be here this morning.
Well, it's absolutely our pleasure in having you. And as we were discussing before we got on to the podcast call, I absolutely am fascinated by numerology and numbers and how it all works together here in life, in our day-to-day lives, how it can work. So I wanted you to let us know or tell our listeners, I guess first off, because you are an intuitive numerologist. So
right.
What is the difference between intuitive numerology and kind of like the regular old, plain old numerology?
Right. Well, thanks so much for asking, Stacey. And there is, well, I think a difference, of course, because I'm an intuitive numerologist. Numerology is wonderful in that it spotlights our hidden abilities and, you know, how we came into this life to express and communicate with others. All of our birth name and our birth date indicate that. So what I do is I take all of your unique numbers, all of these myriad of numbers, you know, that we came with, and I paint a picture of your ideal scenario. You know, what is it that you want your life to look like? How do you want it to feel? Who do you want to be in there with you? Let's just paint a vision of, you know, of what you would love it to look like. And so that's the difference.
Wonderful. Okay, so you're actually helping to visualize, paint that vision for people of what they would like. So now, what are these? And you're talking about, I know you talk a lot about blocks, hidden blocks. So I gave you my birthday beforehand, and we can use me as an example. I will raise my hand and be the guinea pig, which I love to do all the time.
Right.
But in terms of, you know, what you know from my life numbers, what do you feel like, you know, hidden blocks maybe? What do you gather from that? And this, of course, listeners, this is what you can expect to receive the information such as this if you were to check out Tara at themagicalmatrix.com.
Well, yeah, that's a great question, Stacey. I would, you know, I'm taking a look at your birthday, and, well, number one, I would see that, okay, your 26th birthday, which is the day you were born, is an 8 number. It adds up to a number 8. And so I would look into that. I would say that, okay, what I can see into you is that, you know, use your diplomacy and your creativity and your actually intuitiveness that comes with the number 2. And then 6 is communicating of the 26. So that's communication, that's reaching out to the public. And a lot of people focus on that second number of yours is the 26 and focus on the second, but not the first one too. Now, I kind of think that you're doing that. I think you're being pretty diplomatic. But I would also tell you that you are in a personal 9 year, and this 9 year is a time to really let go and, you know, let go of anything that doesn't serve you, whether it be papers, you know, stuff you have in your closet that you don't need or your house, you know, let go, have a garage sale, but also any hidden beliefs or limiting beliefs that, you know, you've always thought one way or you were taught one way and it was like, nah, I'm going to let that belief go and I'm going to open the box and, you know, see the possibilities that are out there for me. So that's big for you this year.
Wow. You know what's interesting, Tara, just to kind of interject there, obviously, if we're talking about diplomacy and communication, I am a publicist. And I work in public relations. And so for me, I would most likely be in a career path that is served well by my life numbers, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Right. And since you're a publicist, I mean, really, how right on is that? So you're using that now to promote, to speak, to gather others' information and do what your life is. And also your life path number, comes up to a 20, adds up to a 20. And the two is again that intuitive number, that feminine number, and the zero after that is your inner gifts. So you have a lot of, what I would say is you have a lot of intuition. Don't know if you use it, Stacy, but you have
Well,
it.
thank you. I think that in this type of a career, you do need to have a little bit of intuition, understanding what works, who's going to love a certain person, one of your clients, what media outlet, those sorts of things. So, or even anticipation of things that can go wrong. So this is all information that you can gather from your life numbers, which is great, Tara. And now, when you have these numbers at your disposal, how can people then be energized through knowing their life numbers?
Well, by knowing it, I mean, what I do is I acknowledge and I inspire you to take action, to step outside of the box. It's interesting, Stacey. I had, and by the way, I do want to acknowledge you. I can feel that you use your intuition already. That's that's the intuitive part I'm coming with, that you do in
Oh,
what you do
thank
in your
you.
life. You're welcome. But yes, absolutely. Like I said, I acknowledge and inspire people to take action that's outside of the box. I have a gentleman that I worked with a couple of months ago, really interesting conversation. And he's an engineer for a large company. He's a survey engineer. And he wants to get into the metaphysical world. He's very much into empowering. And recently he had talked with the Neil Donald Walsh organization.
Sure.
And I look at his numbers. And I just kept getting intuitively that, this is going to go somewhere. This is a big step for you. Well, he emailed me yesterday and he said, "You're not going to believe it." He said, "But I'm having a special conversation tomorrow and I feel like I'm getting ready to quit my job," which he's thought about for a long time, "and work with Neil." And I just thought, that is wonderful. We painted a picture. I have a woman in her 60s who she is, I mean, she is a real trailblazer. She is just amazing. She has a lot of things going on, a book coming out, and just does so many wonderful things to serve people. And so I painted a picture of that, and we talked about income, and she said, "Oh, I don't know, somewhere in the six figures." And so I said, "Well, let's move that up to what? Why don't we do seven?" She goes, "Oh, let's do." Well, she is on her way to making seven figures. And so I think stuff like that is just so much fun.
Oh, yeah. I
And
mean,
then,
if you want to paint a picture of your life based upon, your life numbers, I mean, you at least you have a starting point, right? Where you can say, okay, well, this really is uniquely me and mine and, my gifts. And you can tell that just through the life numbers, which I find to be, again, so fascinating. Now, Tara, what are some tips that you can leave our listeners with that will make life feel a little smoother and less of a fight, if that's indeed what somebody might be feeling right now.
well, there's several things to look at, and I thank you for that, asking that question, Stacey, because it's big. Right now, purpose and career, a lot of people are, they're changing their careers, or they're, the job has changed, or maybe they're looking for one or going for into the workplace for the first time in a long time. They can use their numbers to indicate what type of position, what type of company. I even do the numbers for, an individual as well as the companies that they're looking for. I did one recently for a project manager, and we put all of the numbers together. She changed to one that best suits her personality, and she's thriving, absolutely thriving. So that's a good one. If you're a number one, you have a lot of one in your chart. That means you're independent. You don't like to be boxed in, so employers take note. if, you know, if your chart indicates a lot of five characteristics, then, you know, don't put them in a box. They're communicators and promoters and, you know, need to be heard. So, you know, the big thing is, you know, with that, with purpose, is look at those numbers and look what you're good at. Relationships are a biggie, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people say, you know, what is it that makes this person tick? I mean, I've been married for a long time, and so I understand that there's a lot of compromise. There's a lot of, you know, consideration in every decision that we make. And I was working with a couple recently where her number four, practicality and organization, is a huge aspect in her life. In fact, she has a system for everything she does. And her fiance, who has a lot of nine, which is giving to others, and a lot of three, which is creativity and piling papers, you know, not organizing, you know, I pointed this out to both of them, and that he is not driving himself nuts anymore over why she has all of these systems and, you know, why she makes the decisions that she does based on that. And, mm-hmm. you know, I could even talk about myself a little bit. I have a soul urge, which that's where you take the vowels in your name. And my soul urge is a one. My husband is a seven. Well, number one, when there's an important decision, Stacy, we take action. And number seven, like my husband, he will sit back and analyze and reflect and think about it. So, you know, as you can see there, I take action, he reflects. So just knowing these things in a relationship, yeah, because really that's what it's all about, is how we communicate with others, right?
Mm-hmm. And, absolutely.
Yeah. And so those are really big. And then also with your children, you know, understanding where they're coming from and their unique expression is so important. It's like, you know, why are they doing activities that seem foreign to you? Well, there's a reason. They're interested in them. You know, why are they hanging out with Janice instead of Emily? And of course, I did the numbers on the new royal baby, and that was just too much fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, my goodness, I'm sure there would be, you need to do a whole radio campaign on that, Tara. We should have hooked up a little earlier for that conversation.
Right,
but you know, there's so much. Again, I am so fascinated with numerology, life numbers, the intuitive aspect that you bring in. Listeners, if you want to learn more about Tara Ventura, intuitive numerologist, matrix healer, and of course her vision of how to energetically enliven your dreams, goals, and ideal life, just like she was doing right here with us, you can do so at themagicalmatrix.com. So Tara, thank you so much. This was such a fun interview.
Well, thank you. This is great. I'm having so much fun. And thank you for being part of the Jennings Wire family. It's just wonderful. Thank you, Stacy.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.